John, chapter 12. Jesus therefore 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat to eat with him. Mary therefore took a pound of ointment of pure nard, very precious, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, that should deliver him up, says, "Why wasn't this ointment sold for 300 denarii, and given to the poor?" Now this he said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and having the bag took away what was put in it. Jesus therefore said, "Allow her to keep it against the day of my burying. For the poor you always have with you, but me you do not always have." The large crowd therefore of the Jews learned that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests took counsel that they might put Lazarus also to death. Because by reason of him many of the Jews went away, and believed on Jesus. On the next day the great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took the branches of the palm trees, and went forth to meet him, and cried out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes, the King of Israel, in the name of Yahweh." And Jesus, having found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Don't be afraid, daughter of Zion, look, your king comes, sitting on a donkey colt." These things his disciples did not understand at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things to him. The multitude therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb, and raised him from the dead, bore witness. For this cause also the multitude went and met him, for that they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Look at how you prevail nothing, look, the world has gone after him." Now there were certain Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. These therefore came to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip comes and tells Andrew, Andrew comes, and Philip, and they tell Jesus. And Jesus answers them, saying, "The hour has come, that the Son of Man should be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, except a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it stays alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his soul loses it, and he who hates his soul in this world will keep it to eternal life. If any man serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there will also my servant be. If any man serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." There came therefore a voice out of heaven, saying, "I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again." The multitude therefore, that stood by, and heard it, said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice has not come for my sake, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world, now will the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." But this he said, signifying by what manner of death he should die. The multitude therefore answered him, "We have heard out of the law that the Christ stays forever, and how do you say, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus therefore said to them, "Yet a little while is the light among you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness does not overtake you, and he who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe on the light, that you may become sons of light." These things Jesus spoke, and he departed and hid himself from them. But though he had done so many signs before them, yet they didn't believe on him. That the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, "Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of Yahweh been revealed?" For this cause they could not believe, for Isaiah said again, "He has blinded their eyes, and he hardened their heart, lest they should see with their eyes, and perceive with their heart, and should turn, and I should heal them." Isaiah said these things, because he saw his glory, and he spoke of him. Nevertheless, even of the rulers many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess it, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory of men more than the glory of God, and Jesus cried and said, "He who believes on me, does not believe on me, but on him who sent me. And he who looks at me looks at him who sent me. I have come a light into the world, that whoever believes on me may not stay in the darkness. And if any man hears my sayings, and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I didn't come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me, and does not receive my sayings, has one who judges him, the word that I spoke, the same will judge him in the last day. For I did not speak from myself, but the Father who sent me, he has given me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life, the things therefore which I speak, even as the Father has said to me, so I speak.